I think that's perhaps the greatest thing about any form of artistic expression. While one person may look at a painting or a sculpture and think, "Well, what a load of nonsense," someone else will be completely absorbed by it, may even find that it resonates with them in a way that they never even thought possible. University describes this art collection as something that welcomes everyone into a creative environment that inspires and enriches. One piece of art certainly had this effect on me, not in the way I imagined it would, but I've noticed that inspiration seems to come in many forms, and often at the strangest of times. 2019 had not started well for me. My aunt and my uncle were both very sick. One had cancer, and the other one had blood clots in his legs, a complication from diabetes. As the bells brought in the new year, I was then burdened with the news that my father also had cancer. I tried to keep my focus best I could, crack on with the work. After all, it was third year, nearly finished. Then March came around. Within the space of 10 days, all three of them were dead. So I got my head down, I cracked on with the work. Strangely grateful for the distraction, as at the time when the family needed to be close together, we couldn't have been any further apart. It's when September rolled around, however, though, and fourth year began, that things really started to manifest in my head. It's weighed down by an overwhelming feeling of guilt, coupled with an intense depression, meant getting out of bed was impossible, never mind doing the work. I think things really started to get on top of me in October, and I applied for a year's leave of absence. Even so, I had it stuck in my head that I'm done, and I won't be coming back. Decided to take a walk around the campus, clear my head, say goodbye. I stopped at this one sculpture, Nostalgia it was called, part of the university's range of Japanese sculptures, a single block of red granite rock which had been split into 40 pieces and reconstructed back into its original shape. Naturally, I scoffed, let out a little laugh, and I went home. But later on that evening, I caught myself thinking about it. Not sure why. When I was looking into what it all meant, it was fascinating to read that the idea behind the sculpture was that once the stone is split, the action is irreversible. But the pieces can be put back in place so that it becomes whole again. I thought about where I was in my life. Things were a mess. Dad was dead. Family weren't really dealing with it or with each other very well. I'd lost my job. I'd split up with my girlfriend. Things literally were in pieces. Somehow, that encounter with that reassembled piece of granite, it made me realise, things might not go back to the way they were before. Time certainly has a way of changing things. But you can try. You can keep going. Just before Christmas time, I went back to student services to let them know that I was okay. Been out of contact with them for some time. Before I left, I went back to the sculpture. But this time, I took a lot more effort to appreciate what the artist was trying to say through his expression. Now, I'm not trying to say that this single encounter ignited an interest in art. I still cling to the idea that the vast majority of it is pretentious nonsense. But I found a new appreciation for the time, the care, and the attention that was put into this. And an appreciation for how the artist had afforded me to have this moment of resonance that helped me get things back on track. It's an experience I'm extremely grateful for, and also extremely grateful to be at an institution like Stirling and on a course like digital media where artistic expression is not only welcomed, it's encouraged. My coursework may still be of a nuisance to me, that'll never change, because I'm a lazy person, but I now see it as an opportunity for me to try and say something.